Despite foreboding skies and sharp temperatures, the audience was held in St. Peter's Square, and in off-the-cuff comments to the thousands who withstood the drizzle, huddled under umbrellas to hear the Pope's words, Benedict XVI noted that it could be worse.
E vi ringrazio per la pazienza nonostante il tempo brutto, ma poteva essere ancora peggiore.
Last week, the Pope had spoken of how we've seen that faith is something intensely personal, a gift of God, which transforms and enriches our lives. But he asked this Wednesday whether faith is of a purely personal or individual character. Does it only affect me personally? Do I live my faith alone?
The gift of faith is given in and through the community of the Church. In baptism, I receive and appropriate the faith of the Church. My personal faith finds expression in the recitation of the Creed and in the communal celebration of the sacraments. The new life I live in Christ through the gift of His Spirit is received and nourished within the Church's communion. In this sense, the Church is our Mother. As St. Cyprian says, no one can have God as Father who does not have the Church as Mother. Dwelling in the Church's living tradition, may we mature in the faith we have received, and by putting it into practice, become beacons of Christ's light and peace in our world.
The Pope said faith is not the result of my solitary reflection, nor the product of my thought, but the result of a relationship, a dialogue in which there is a listening, a receiving, and a response. It is in the Church community that personal faith grows and matures. A Christian who is guided and shaped by the faith of the Church, despite its weaknesses, its limitations, and its difficulties, becomes like a window open to the light of the living God, that receives this light and transmits it to the world. In addition, the Pope continued, the widespread contemporary tendency to relegate faith to the private sphere contradicts its very nature. We need the Church to confirm our faith and to experience the gifts of God, His Word, the sacraments, the sustenance of grace and witness of love. And the experience of communion with God is the foundation of communion between men. In a world where individualism seems to regulate relationships between people, making them more fragile, faith calls us to be Church, bearers of the love and communion of God for all mankind.
I offer my prayers for the victims to express my solidarity with all those engaged in the work of rebuilding. I now greet all the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience, including those from England, Ireland, Sweden, Malaysia, Canada, and the United States. My greetings go in particular to the group of elders from Nigeria visiting Rome on pilgrimage, and to the members of the Vox Clara Committee. Upon all of you, I could invoke God's abundant blessings. Thank you.